Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon. Shad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Plenty for you this afternoon, Adam. I'm going to start with you. Which is more bizarre? I'm going to give you two options, okay? I'm going to give you A, that the president is retweeting on COVID-19, not on, you know, Love Connection, not on, you know, Wheel of Fortune, but is retweeting craziness from Chuck Woolery, or B, that the White House is putting out opposition research on Dr. Fauci.
Definitely B.
That's definitely B.
Definitely B. The president and what he tweets, that's, I mean, he... nothing surprises me on that Twitter feed. But yeah, the White House actively doing oppo research.
Amazing.
That's one word for it.
Yeah. Sickening, disgusting, embarrassing. The worst pandemic in our country's history in 100 years. A man has worked for six different presidents, and now, because he has the audacity, the temerity to tell the truth, we're putting opposition research on him. Many times, by the way, edited, taken out of context. Many times comments the president agreed with at the time. He won't meet with Dr. Fauci. He doesn't like the power Dr. Fauci has, and we're putting opposition research on Dr. Fauci. He's not perfect. He's not flawless. He's human. He's capable of getting things wrong. He's not working with Joe Biden. He's not working with Bill Gates. He's not working with, I don't know, George Soros. He's just telling the truth. Texter, or somebody on Twitter, excuse me, you can respond to any of us at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show. I see a chief of staff position for Chuck Woolery in the administration.
Yeah, that texter, that tweeter, by the way, that's a former WCCO radio employee.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Now lives in California.
Patrick Stelzner?
Mm-hmm. Also, get ready for it. South St. Paul native.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Jeez.
How long ago did Patrick work here?
Mid to late 2000s, I want to say. Left in the early 2010s.
Wait a second. So, bought when I showed, he left. Yeah. Good decision. Good decision. So, here he is, Chuck Woolery, yesterday. The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. That includes you, Carter. The CDC, media, that's you.
Of course.
Democrats are doctors. Not all, but most. So not all. There's a couple that we are told to trust. Mm. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it.
Mm. So who's telling the truth then about it? Game show, out-of-work game show hosts? because
well, that's a cheap shot. That's uncalled
well,
for.
Well, should we get Wink Martindale on the line to see what his take is on it?
Chuck right now is working with Dr. Mark Young on a show that you couldn't ever get on, Blunt Force Truth.
Not just blunt. Truth. Not just no, forceful force. Truth. Blunt force truth.
Dan Cook, have you ever been able to handle blunt force truth yourself?
Very rarely. Sometimes, but very rarely.
Chuck Woolery, Hollywood conservative. He's a rarity. This I'm reading his bio here. Love Connection host. Back in 2 and 2. Great line. We got to get back to that. Fisherman, Navy vet. Thank you. Political actives, and again, host of Blunt Force Truth. I'm just going to read it one more time. The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all but most, by the way, giving doctors a couple credits, that we are told to trust. I think it's about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it. You know who's most committed to this, Adam? Do you know who's most committed
I know.
To keeping the economy down? The 137,000 people have died. Yes. Those folks are committed.
Yeah.
How about the 150,000 who tested positive in Florida? How about the 570,000 who died on the planet? How about the 3.2 million who've tested positive in the country? How about the 33% who tested positive in Miami-Dade County last week? And Florida overall had days when they were over 20% testing positive. And our commander-in-chief, he's told us he is a wartime president. He is a wartime president. And he is retweeting this. When Chuck is telling us that everyone is lying, the CDC, media, Democrats, and our doctors. Did you know that he was the original host of Wheel of Fortune, Chuck Woolery?
I think I have heard that, yeah.
I did not know that. Love Connection, in the 80s and 90s. He also hosted the TV version of Scrabble.
Yep, I remember that, too.
I do remember that a little bit. We've talked all-time game show hosts many times before. This is the first list. I just pulled up one list. It's got top 25. Where do you think they have him ranked?
Chuck Woolery, top 25. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's probably outside of the top 10, but probably 13 or 14. 13,
They've
14.
Got him higher, Common.
What? Got really? Him
higher, Bob Barker, 1. Alex Trebek, 2. Richard Dawson, 3. Mm-hmm. Gene
no
Rayburn, 4.
No problem with any of those.
Bob Eubanks, 5. Eh. Monty Hall, 6. Chuck Woolery, 7.
Come on.
Chuck, would you like to see some of the people just behind him?
Yeah.
Alan Ludden.
Oh, it's Alan Ludden. Where's Wink Martindale?
Alan Ludden's 8. Dick Clark is 9.
Oh, Dick Clark should be higher.
How about this? Pat Sajak is 10.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Bill Cullen is 11. Jim Perry from Card Sharks is 12.
Card Sharks.
Wink Martindale, you asked about him. He is 13.
Where's Peter Marshall?
Well, I could just give you the whole list if you'd like. Mark Sommers, 14. Jack Barry, 15. Jim Lang, 16. That's way too low
for Jimmo. Jim.
Chuck Barris, 17. Peter Tamarkin is 18.
No idea who that is.
Burt Convy, 19. Great hair from Burt Convy.
Jim Lang, by the way, local connection.
Yes,
St. Paul's
own. Ken Ober, 20. Groucho Marx, 21. Poor Groucho. Come on, he's like, please, don't include me in this. Regis, 22. Ann Robinson, 23. Howie Mandel, 24. And Steve Harvey, 25. That's this list.
By the way, non sequitur, Howie Mandel is apparently okay. My youngest daughter, Signe, asked me today, do you know who Howie Mandel is? I said, yeah, why? He's being held captive. I said, what? And apparently apparently that's a TikTok rumor going around. So all our young kids think Howie Mandel is being held captive.
Sure. Is Is there a reason why he was being held?
I don't know, but I think he has offices. Publicist had to confirm, no, he's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he being held in like an especially germ-filled room?
Well, he'd have to
be.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, if they're holding him, they don't have to accommodate his wishes, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
As America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel denies TikTok kidnapping claims.
What do you do there? Do you have to respond to it?
Oh, if it's on TikTok, yes, because the amount of reach that TikTok has
is enormous.
Yeah.
I don't go to the TikTok enough. When I go, I find it very amusing. It's a reminder how creative people are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you know, I've fallen for the Chinese spell, too. When you hear that the president is retweeting Chuck Woolery, what do you think? And which is the more you want to defend it? Go ahead. Well, Trump supporters, come on. Call on in. Defend Chuck Woolery and Donald Trump. Maybe you want to defend the White House putting up Apple research on Dr. Fauci. We'll get to lighter stuff throughout the show. But it's the S. It's the double S's, Carter. It's stunning and not surprising. That's what Donald Trump is. Stunning and not surprising. Could he say anything on Twitter that would surprise you? Outside of I'm wrong.
Or I'm resigning.
I'm resigning. Well.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Yeah, you know. Complimenting an opponent or
yeah,
being critical of.
Barack Obama did a good job.
Yeah.
I still think there's a 10% chance he does not run. That for some reason, he figures out a way to not run. I'm putting it at 10%. All right. Respond on Twitter or respond through a phone call or a text. 651-989-9226.
Oh. That's
Gordon Sumner.
Really?
That's Sting. That's the police.
I see it was weird because I thought it kind of sounded like Sting, but I thought, well, that's a really like, I was going to say Harry Styles doing Sting.
Well, I now have become a big Harry Styles.
Stuart!
Yeah. Yeah, we can get to that story again someday. Harry Styles covering tunes.
Harry Styles, he can bring it.
He can bring it, man. He is going to be around for about the next 30 or so. 35 years ago today was Live Aid, Adam Carter. 35 years ago. So we're going to play Bumper from Live Aid today.
It's Queen and then it's everybody else, right?
It is, for sure. But you had the two, it was two places, right? It was in London.
Wembley.
At Wembley. And was it? Was it RFK?
JFK.
Or was it? Do we have two locations in America? Look it up. Do we have Philly and, for some reason, I was thinking Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, it was two. It was Philly and then it was JFK Stadium, I believe.
JFK. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Let's get to the guest lineup here. Brought to you by, we'd love to have the guest lineup brought to you by someone. In about 10 minutes, Aaron Blake on the Roger Stone. Decision by the president. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Is it 105? We're working on a wild related guest because how about the thing? They've been busy enough today. They're back practicing for mm-hmm. the first time in months. They now have a full-time coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaprizov is officially a member of the club.
That was the Doc Emmerich of Russia.
We don't know that, though, do we? I mean, that could have been, Cook, that could have been from the Russian porn hub. I mean,
he said Kaprizov.
there could be a porn.
It's the porn hub that shows shows KHL highlights.
I don't know. 2:35. We're going to talk to John Fiennes. John Feinstein is going to join us on a number of sports topics, including, let's just give no credit, Dan Snyder. Let's be crystal clear about this. Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington NFL team, deserves no credit for saying the nickname is going away. Feinstein on that topic. And Erica McDonald, the U.S. Attorney of Minnesota,
nice.
On this task force that they are setting up about more violence and what's going on with all the violence in the city of Minneapolis. It is, I mean, unacceptable. It's not even close. On Chuck Woolery here, among the techs, so if you feel that way, just lay off them. Well, we give opinions here. And if it's the president of the United States, I don't think we're just going to lay off him. He's in the middle. Well, he's the most powerful person on the planet, number one. Middle of election, we talk politics here. And it's the most atypical presidency of the first 45. And a lot of people love the man. A lot of people think he's unbelievably incompetent. More text here at 651-989-9226. Just got my COVID-19 test results after 10 days, negative. Pensy, you're doing a heck of a job. This texter, 100% agree with Chuck. Call in. Call in. And by the way, he will win again in November. If it was today, he'd get crushed. It's not today, though. Who knows what's going to happen by the time we get there. I think 2 minutes and 2 seconds is too long to pay attention to anything Chuck Woolery has to say. If the phrases I hear on Rush Limbaugh's show and others like it are true, you can tell the Dems are afraid of by their attack means Trump is afraid of Fauci. Fauci might be the one man he thinks can end his power trip and election. So he hasn't talked to him in 6 weeks. Doesn't really acknowledge the increases in COVID, but it's all over the place. We all want our country to come back, Adam. We all want to get back to what we once had. In some areas, there's a lot of people want dramatic changes in other areas, but when we just talk COVID-19, we'd all like to go back when we'd never heard of COVID-19. That's not happening. And then we got to figure out to what severity. The White House press secretary is now going to have a press briefing. We'll see how that plays out. But this idea, Adam, that we should just diminish, not acknowledge, move on, question credibility from people who are only using science to tell the truth is something that in any other time in our country's history is hard to fathom. Will Chuck Woolery make an appearance with Don Trump if we have campaign? I say yes.
No.
No.
I think he'll get speech time at the convention.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I'm all in on both happening. Should you be more text here? You can agree with this, disagree with this. Should you be concerned with Biden's mental cognitive ability just as much as you hate Trump? I don't hate Trump. I think he's remarkably unqualified to be the president of the United States. A cognitive test that an elementary school student can pass doesn't impress me. I've said over and over again, I'll say it again, Joe Biden was a terrible candidate in 88. He was a terrible candidate in 08. This candidacy didn't do much at all for me without Jim Clyburn in South Carolina. Who knows if he's the candidate? He's somebody who talks about the past way more than the future. But he has compassion. He has empathy. And he's about governing the entire country and not just his own supporters. I almost always, for decades, vote for who I think is the best candidate. And many times, that person doesn't have a chance to win. In this case, if I voted today, I would vote for Joe Biden, even though I don't think he's a very good candidate. But the guy who's in office is a horrible president. Horrible president.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.